Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men, but there's a debate over who to screen for the disease and when. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's weekly health show Take Care, spoke with Dr. Anthony Scalzo, a Central New York oncologist, about how men should deal with the issue.
Who is at greatest risk of getting prostate cancer?
The greatest risk any man has for prostate cancer is his age. But, you know, it's estimated that the incidence of prostate cancer in men in their 70s and 80s may be as high as 40 to 50%, yet most of those men will not die from prostate cancer. The second risk factor is, I would say, genetics. If you have a first-degree relative, either a father or a brother with prostate cancer, then your risk of prostate cancer is higher. Also, we know that the same genes that are associated with a higher risk of breast cancer, the BRCA or BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, if a male has one of those genes, his risk of prostate cancer is higher as well. The other risk factor is ethnicity, and we know that African American males have a higher risk of developing prostate cancer, as well as a higher risk of having more aggressive prostate cancer.
The disagreement within the medical community seems to be about who should get the routine screening. Early detection may find cancers that would never have needed to be treated. Others argue that finding prostate cancer early may save lives. So could you talk about what the latest thinking is and how it's developed over time?
Screening means in a completely asymptomatic individual looking to see if there is an elevation of the PSA that might suggest prostate cancer, and the idea that can be found early when it's localized to the prostate gland, then it can be cured with local treatments. The controversy arises because some of these cancers that are found may be biologically insignificant, meaning that they may grow so slowly that they may never cause difficulty for the male. They may never cause symptoms, and they may never limit his survival. And with the state of knowledge that we have right now, we can't determine which of these cancers are going to be aggressive and really require treatment, or which can be maybe simply monitored and may not require treatment. So the concern with screening is that we're going to be treating men that don't need to be treated, and the treatment, which includes radiation and surgery, are not benign treatments, and they have side effects.
When does screening typically begin for an average man who has no family incidence of prostate cancer?
If you are not African American, and if you have no family history and you don't have that genetic BRCA background that I discussed, that at the age of 50, that you don't start screening, but you discuss the issue with your physician and you discuss the pros and cons of screening. Now, if you are in a high-risk group, I think it's a different situation. If then screening should start at the age of 40.
It's a difficult topic to discuss, and, you know, for a man 50 years old who's facing screening and knowing what the options are, it's helpful to know that prostate cancer is not necessarily a fatal disease, and sometimes a watch-and-wait approach is best.
In some cases, that's true. And it's very curable up front with the appropriate treatment for the appropriate patient. Many patients, even with metastases now, will live years and not months. And I think that the whole treatment of prostate cancer has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. There's much more hope now than there was even 5 years ago.
That was Dr. Anthony Scalzo speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.